We are underway. Your Jay Mullins Jewelry time of the first pitch, 9:07. Jay Mullins Jewelry on West Northfield Boulevard, behind Capital Bank and next door to Fuji's Restaurant. Standing in, Kelly Nisus, the center fielder, takes the second pitch. Never moved the bat. Strike called. Porter, Kaylee Porter at first. Brooklyn Pendergrast at second. At third, Kristen Usselton. Madison Woodruff at short. From left to right, it's Wolfram, Lee, and Brown. The defensive lineup here for the Lady Warriors. Here's the 0-2 pitch from Rachel Albritton. Just missed on the outside corner from Rach. Sporting the black uniforms, trimmed in a little cardinal and white. Cardinal numbers.
Some fine-looking jerseys.
I haven't seen this set up here. I like them. Be tough in May. Pitch outside and low. And that warm May sun beating down.
How about the year Rachel Albritton's having right now? You know, 147 strikes, only walked 12 batters, and she's faced 324.
Yeah, she's having a great senior season for sure. Winding the pitch, popped up, and it's going to be right here behind us and fall right in front of the concession stand here. Fouled that one back, did Nisus. Got us a nice little cover outside this morning. Enjoying this beautiful spring day. Lady Bears in black uniforms as well with blue trim. Nisus stands in with a 2-2 count. Here's the pitch from Rachel Albritton. Popped up, fly ball. Out in right field, Katie Brown camps under it and makes the easy out. So a fly ball to right field retires Nisus and brings up Maria Schroeder.
14, Maria Schroeder.
Schroeder, the third baseman. They're playing either 7 innings or an hour 45, whichever comes first. So we ought to be able to get this one in and get you right over to the Rutherford Home Show guys this morning. Wind in the pitch from Albritton. In there for a strike called for the first pitch to Schroeder. Right-handed batter. Open stance. Here she is. Second pitch. Swing and a big miss.
Rose up empty.
Yeah, that riser ball. She's pretty tough with that one. Baseball tonight, softball this morning, and if we get in tonight, which I think we will, here's the 0-2 pitch, swung on, fouled back this way. That will be 7 games in the month of March, which we have never been able to do.
It's a WGNS record then.
It is.
Let's just put it in the books.
It will be a record.
How exciting. I'll be with my buddy John this evening.
He's expecting dinner, by the way. I told him what you said the other night.
Yeah, I fell through on the breakfast part this
yeah,
morning. But
I told him I'd let him know what happened. 0-2 pitch, this one high and in the eyes. We were both running a little late. A small cataclysmic episode at the radio station this morning.
I think you couldn't go fix, though, and get us back and going over the airwaves.
Chopper right up the gap. Woodruff ranging to her left off of her glove, and that's going to be the first hit of the game.
Now batting for
Woodruff
batter,
was just
Mallory
kind of in the wrong place, and if she had another step, I think she could have made that grab there, Rafferty.
I think you're right.
It's going to bring up Mallory Parsons, the first baseman. Winding the first pitch to her in there for a strike called. Now, when Rachel Albritton has base runners, this is when she usually bears down with the strikes, throws the hard stuff. Bunning is Parsons, and it's going to be fouled down the third baseline. Trying to advance the runners. They're 2-3 on the year. Riverdale 18-2, and you can tell that they're in an area where they have a lot of cold weather because they don't really get started until the month of April. They play a few tournaments away, I think. 0-2 pitch, here it is. Swung on and missed in the first strikeout of the afternoon, or the morning, shall we say, for Rachel Albritton. Mallory Parsons retired, now two away.
Casey Rowe.
Casey Rowe, the designated player in the four hole, stands in. Right-handed batter. First pitch from Rachel Albritton on the way. Here it is. Swing and a miss. Runner going. And are they going to get her out? Nope. She's safe after the throwdown from Clark to Woodruff covering there. So a stolen base for Schroeder. So runner in scoring position for Lake Zurich, but two out and an 0-1 count on Rowe. Swung on, popped up. Albritton may make this catch herself. And she does. One unassisted on that play to retire the Lake Zurich Lady Bears. There were no runs, one hit, and one Lady Bear left. We head to the bottom of the first. Your score, 0-0, Riverdale coming up.
They've got some mighty good eats at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike in the Food Lion Shopping Center.
Our fried chicken, it was so popular, we had to put that on the menu for every day.
Home-style cooking at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. Lunch and dinner Monday through Friday, Saturday breakfast, and Sunday lunch. Plus, Ricky Turner says don't forget the desserts.
Fried peach pies to blackberry cobbler, peach cobbler, so Mississippi mud.
And the list goes on. The Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike next to Food Lion.
The cell phones keep changing. This is Melanie Davenport at Sprint by Cellular Concepts. We've got great Android devices. We've got picture mails now and texting. Sprint's come out with an unlimited data plan, $79.99. I call it all you can eat, all the internet, all the texting, and it's free mobile to mobile to any cell phone in the country, so you're not using minutes. $79. Call us at 893-CELL-2355. Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
WGNS Primetime Sports Coverage is brought to you in part by Ideas Tees. Operators of Lightning's Locker Room brings you this half inning. Located at 910 Ridgely Road, turn off broad between Chewy's and Chili's. They can put your logo on just about anything, screen printing and embroidery at Ideas Tees.
The starting lineup for the Riverdale Lady Warriors, Kaylee Porter will bat first and play first. It's Courtney Clark batting second and catching. The designated player, Mary Beth Canterbury, will bat third. And the first pitch from Mech Peak is a strike called to Porter. Batting fourth, Brianna Wolfram, the left fielder. Batting fifth, Katie Brown, the right fielder. Batting sixth, Brooklyn Pendergrass, the second baseman. And here's the 0-1 pitch. This one outside and low. Kristen Usselton will bat seventh and play third. Madison Woodruff batting eighth and playing short. Taylor Lee will play center field and bat ninth. Wind in the 1-1 pitch. A big cut, but coming up empty is Kaylee Porter. The Lady Bears defense. Catching McPeak is Sandstedt. Parsons at first. Minnick at second. Shot back up to the pitcher. McPeak, the throw over to Parsons at first, and Porter retired on the 1-3 put out. Again, infield. Parsons at first, Minnick at second. At third is Maria Schroeder. Carly Parsons playing short, and from left to right, it's Katie Brown, Kelly Neesis, and Ashley Pettinger. Left-handed batter, Courtney Clark, shot to third, and she can't beat it out. 5-3 on that put out and brings up Mary Beth Canterbury, the last hope here for the Lady Warriors here in the bottom of the first. She's the DP and a right-handed batter. Stands in. Slightly open stance. Sends one over to first. Flipped over from Minnick to Parsons, and 4-3 on that put out. So down go the Lady Warriors. 1-2-3 here in the bottom of the first. We head to the top of the second. We're still scoreless. We'll be right back and take a quick break.
No one likes a hot car. This is Juan at Midas of Murphy's Pearl on Northwest Broad.
This is Eric. If your AC is on the fritz, let us check your climate control system.
For just $99.99, we will not only check for leaks, Freon levels, and get your system cooling properly.
But we'll also change your oil and rotate your tires, all for just $99.99.
Stop in to see us at Midas of Murphy's Pearl on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger and the Country Club.
Trust the Midas Touch. parents are very involved with our school.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, secondary principal Todd Miller.
At MTCS, we're blessed with phenomenal support from our parents, solid homes with structure and discipline. At Middle Tennessee Christian School, we have a group of teachers and coaches who truly care about kids, and it's far deeper than a coaching on the field or teaching in the class.
MTCS.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Make sure you tune in next time for the First Bank pregame show. And coming up, it's the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air postgame show when this game concludes.
I'll tell you what, this field looks mighty fine here at Riverdale High School. And they've got some new improvements. If you haven't been out here this year, they've got the new scoreboard. It looks very similar to the baseball scoreboard, actually. Here at Lady Warrior Field, looking nice.
Good place to play a softball game.
Absolutely. First pitch swinging is Sandstedt. Fly ball coming in, Wolfram, and Woodruff going to make the catch instead. Called her off. So Sandstedt is out. First out of the inning.
Now batting for the Bears, number 15, Carly Parsons.
Brings up Carly Parsons, Maddie Minnick on deck. All Britain. Paced one over the minimum so far. Cleans the pitching rubber. And the first pitch to Parsons. Here it is. Got the outside corner. That's a tough pitch right there because it looks like it's coming right at you, and then it just clips the corner of the plate.
I wouldn't be able to hit it. There's just no way.
0-1 pitch. Swung on. Fly ball. Deep left field. Wolfram camps under it and makes the easy catch. Looks routine out there until you lose it in the sun. But Wolfram makes it easily. Could you make that catch? That's the question.
Might be able to make the catch.
I think you might be able to do that.
But as far as it coming over this backstop here and me saving you, well, we have the 10 overs
today.
Yeah,
thank goodness.
Any other day, no. You can count on me.
Maddie Minnick, the second baseman. Last hope here for the Lady Bears. Strike on the outside corner to the left-handed batter. All Britain has done really a superb job of the pitches today so far. And gets the sign here from Clark. Here's the windup. Boy, a big cut. She swung at that really early.
She just brings a whole different thing to the table when she's on the mound. I mean, she really does. You know, we mentioned yesterday they started Uselton and they went down 3-1, brought in Albritton for relief, and she really just hammered the batters down.
0-2 pitch, swung on and missed, and the second strikeout for Rachel Albritton retires the Lake Zurich Lady Bears. 1-2-3 in order. We go to the bottom of the second. Your score remains 0-0.
Middle Tennessee Athletics has teamed with Lightning's Locker Room to promote Operation Hat Trick to donate hats to injured military personnel. For every 3 OHT hats sold, Lightning's will donate an MTSU hat to the local VA hospital. Hats available in Royal Cloth, Camouflage, and Royal Summer with the MT logo and OHT design. At Lightning's Locker Room, off-campus location 910 Ridgely Road, off-broad between Chewy's and Chili's, and at MT Games. Let's support this worthwhile cause.
We have a saying here in the Tennessee Valley, if you don't like the weather, just give it a few minutes and it'll change, which is why you need a heating and cooling system that can keep up, like a high-efficiency electric heat pump that starts saving you money the minute you turn it on. And now that your local power company and TVA are offering 8% financing for up to 10 years, there's never been a smarter time to make the switch. So call your local power company or log on to EnergyRight.com.
Contact Murfreesboro Electric Department at 893-5514 or MurfreesboroElectric.com.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Back at Riverdale Lady Warrior Field as part of our coverage of the Lady Warrior Southern Classic. Riverdale and Lake Zurich in a scoreless game, and the first pitch from McPeak to Brenna Wolfram is a strike called.
Wolfram had a 3-run home run yesterday against Scottsboro and also had her first triple of the year in that ball game.
Lined in the pitch, lined into right field, and a base hit. So the first hit of the game for the Lady Warriors, a leadoff single. Could be the start of a big second inning for the Lady Warriors. And Katie Brown, the right fielder, taking a few practice swings. First pitch from Mac Peak to her is outside. I would say she would be hard to pitch to because the strike zone is much lower.
Oh, yes.
Smaller in stature. Shot right field, and it's going to fall for a base hit. Wolfram is going to take third on that double by Katie Brown. So back-to-back hits for the Lady Warriors, and the onslaught is underway. Brooklyn Pendergrass. This is 4, 5, and 6 hitters here. Riverdale threatening with two runners in scoring position here. Brooklyn playing second. Batting left. Left-handed batter. Ball gets away. Wolfram, is she going to get in? She is. She's safe at home. Scores on the pass ball or wild pitch. And Riverdale has plated their first run of the morning.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Katie Brown to third. Nothing like Austin Powers at 9-something in the morning.
Oh, yes. It's a good movie, though.
Yeah, I guess. Wind in the pitch for McPeak. Good stop there by Sandstedt. To Pendergrass. Looking at a 2-0 count. Got a lot of options here. Took something off, did McPeak, and it's going to foul back behind the catcher, Sandstedt. It hit the plate and then bounced over her head. Katie Brown with the double. She's over at third now after Wolfram scored on the pass ball. Wind in the pitch. Shot to short. Parsons going to scoop it up, make the throw to first, and they're headed home, and she got the play. They missed the bag over at first as well. Second run scores. The throw pulled Parsons off of the plate. See how they score that one.
Tell you what, though, that was a good slide by Brown at home plate right there. She kind of hook slided, or hook slid rather, to avoid the catcher, and she did it accurately and got the run in.
They're going to give her a hit, so that'll be an RBI single for Brooklyn Pendergrass, and Riverdale up 2-0. Kristen Usselton, third baseman, stands in now. Nobody out. Pendergrass did take second, by the way, on the steal by Brown. Chopper to short. Parsons makes a great grab. The throw to first in the dirt. Now they throw to third. She's safe. So they did sacrifice her over.
I think they've got Usselton on first, actually. They say
she was off the bag again.
Yeah, missed the bag again.
Wow. I think they're going to talk about it. They're going to say she pulled her off the bag. Yeah. All right. Usselton is going to be out. I think Parsons did make that grab, although the ball skipped into her glove. She did tag or touch the bag before they made the throw to third. However, Pendergrass was safe.
That is a break, though, for Lake Zurich. Fielding error over here, advances a runner on third, missed the tag, and big break there.
Well, the thing about it is they didn't count that as an error, so they have to give her. There's a hard hit ball, center field, going to score another run. RBI single for Madison Woodruff. And the hits just keep on coming here for the Lady Warriors. Pendergrass scores from third, and it's now 3-0 Lady Warriors, and a chit-chat in the pitcher's circle between Christina Sandstedt and Shannon McPeak, and now they bring everybody in the infield, the outfield chatting as well. Gives us a chance to talk about a few of our little sponsors here this morning.
WGNS Primetime Sports Coverage is brought to you in part by TOA, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, Alaska's Feed Supply, Winners Trophies, Cellular Concepts, and Prentice Alsop. heating and air.
Four hits, five batters, four hits. Not bad output here by the Lady Warriors here in the second inning. Plated three. Here's the pitch from McPeak in there for a strike, and she has to be rattled just a little bit. Taylor Lee will be followed by Kaylee Porter. Took something off of this one. Chopper to Schroeder, and it's a foul ball. She caught it in foul territory. So we'll do it again here. Lee strolling back here to home plate. Picks up her bat and going to look at an 0-2 count to her from McPeak. Speaking of Peak, the sun peeking through the overcast skies. A little foggy this morning. Line of the pitch is inside. Back safely over at first is Woodruff.
18 hits and a 409 average here for Taylor Lee.
Lee dusting out the cleats, stands in now. Left-handed batter. McPeak took something off of this one. A little slow riser there. Popped up to Parsons, and she makes the easy catch. So fly to the shortstop. Puts two away on the board. And we go back to the top of the order, and Kaylee Porter 0 for 1. Popped up to the pitcher the last time up.
I guess you could say Porter is one of the more productive batters on this Riverdale squad. You know, 20 runs on the year, 24 hits. That's leading the team right there.
Fouls this one. Back and away behind us. Retrieve the ball and McPeak. Strolls to the back of the pitcher circle, then back to the pitching rubber, and delivers the 1-1 pitch. This one low, gets away. They're going to make the throw down, and Sandstedt to Minnick, but not in time. And Woodruff with a stolen base. So Madison Woodruff in scoring position, and this may not be over yet. 2-1 pitch, swung on, fouled back over close to the Riverdale practice facility. Finding out where all of the softball and baseball fields are in Rutherford County, aren't you? Shot right up the gap. Dug out by Parsons. Great play. The stretch. Did they make the catch? Yes. Number one, that was a great defensive play by Carly Parsons, and Mallory Parsons with the stretch and the catch over at first. 6-3 on that putout of Kaylee Porter. There were 4 hits, 3 runs, and there was 1 Lady Warrior left. Your score at the end of 2, it's 3-0 Lady Warriors.
Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive offers complete tax preparation, financial, and bookkeeping services. Craig's Tax Service reminds you that it makes sense to get help with your taxes. No long lines and year-round service. Call 890-2233 for an appointment. That's 890-2233. Craig's Tax Service. Join Mike Craig and Bruce Hall at Craig's Tax Service in supporting all Rutherford County schools and student-athletes.
Answer is, it's a way for you to take a vacation, pay off bills, or save some money for a rainy day. Question, what is winning $1,000 with First Banking? First Banking is banking with benefits. When you open any new First Bank checking account through April 6, you could win $1,000. You get a new chance every week in our $1,000 weekly giveaway. For more information, log on to firstbankonline.com. Member FDIC?
Hi, I'm Chuck Lewis.
And I'm Jim Bryant. We want to be your bank.
First Bank.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
WGNS Primetime Sports Coverage is brought to you in part by Sir Pizza with 3 Murfreesboro locations. Check out goprimetimesports.com and click on the Sir Pizza podcast button to listen and download recent games. Sir Pizza sponsors WGNS Primetime Sports podcast online.
Ashley Pettinger, Katie Brown, and then Kelly Nesis, 8-9-1 hitters due up here for the Lady Bears of Lake Zurich. Here's the first pitch. Swung on and missed by Pettinger, the right fielder. Right-handed batter. It's stands in and ready for this 0-1 pitch from Rachel Albritton. One hitter so far. Struck out two. This one floats high. In her eyes there, Pettinger lets that one go by. Wind in the 1-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. Big cut at that one. That's the one that got her the first time. That's that about just below the belt fastball.
Yeah, it just screams in there. Real tough ball to hit.
Here's a 1-2 from Albritton. Same pitch. This one just a little higher. And back-to-back strikeouts dating back to the last inning. For Rachel Albritton, it's her third of the afternoon. Brings up the left fielder, Katie Brown. Brown's first plate appearance.
It's interesting. It's two Katie Browns on different teams.
Yeah, they have two Parsons. I'm sure they're probably related. Mallory and Maddie playing first and second. I'm sorry, playing short and first. Brown looks at this first pitch on the outside corner. Just nipped the corner for a strike called. From the man in blue behind the plate. Left-handed batter looks at this one in here. Same spot, same result. She looks down at her coach. Katie Brown now stands in. The wind and the 0-1. Tried to get her to chase. Brown has none of that. Rutherford Home Show coming up at 11:30. Die is cast. Last show for Phil until August. Coming up at 12:30, 1:30, the financial doctors here today. Swung on and, or I don't think she went. It was a strike anyway. Back-to-back strikeouts here in this inning for Rachel Albritton. And two away now for Kelly Neesis. Then coming up tonight, we'll have Central Magnet School and the CMS Tigers taking on Eagleville. I think Central Magnet School, they lost to Cascade 7-2 yesterday for their third loss of the year, I believe. They've got a pretty good thing going out there. Pitch low and in outside by Albritton to Kelly Neesis. 0-1, she flew out to right field her first time up.
You were mentioning earlier, though, I think when I go to Eagleville tonight, it'll be the, I think I've seen them all, except for Laverne, I think.
Winding the pitch, this one fouled back this way. Well, in terms of softball, if you've been to Smyrna, you know very similar what Laverne has. Kind of built the same. We had planned to head out there with Middle Tennessee Christian School, and that was the only game that we missed in the month of March, and they moved the game up, and it turns out, you know, had they kept the game scheduled where it was, they wouldn't have had to play in the rain. But you never know about those kind of things. 1-1 pitch. Kinesis. Here it is. Foul back this way. 1-2 the count now. But we have some contingency games on the schedule, and we were able to get in another game, and that's why we changed the MTCS game for Thursday and did their game versus Jackson Christian, and didn't have a great game in that one. Grand slam home run given up, and two-run shot, and then a solo homer by another kid.
Goodness.
But came back strong yesterday. A little chopper over there to Usselton at third. And a nice play by Kaylee Porter. She had to dig that one out and keep her foot on the bag, and she does. 5-3 on the put out, and down go the Lady Bears. 1-2-3 here in the top of the third. Let's head to the bottom of the third, Riverdale, with Clark, Canterbury, and Wolfram due up when we come back here on WGNS Prep Softball.
For over four decades, Fans Heating and Air has been a symbol of quality for Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Alton and Jason Fan are there to ensure quality to every customer, even showing up on site. Fans Heating and Air is located on Jayhawk Court near the County School Board offices. They ask that you stop by or call 893-7930. That's 893-7930. For friendly, complete service on Amana, Bryant, or York Heating and Air products, fans will do it all. Sell you your choice of products and then install it with their factory-trained, experienced professional staff. In the unlikely event you need service, fans will be there with trained technicians. Fans specializes in new homes, custom homes, or existing buildings. Give Fans Heating and Air a call today, 893-7930, 893-7930. Good luck to all our schools and student athletes from Fans Heating and Air.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Since 1924, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance has been getting athletes back in the game and on the field. Whether it's a strain, sprain, or fracture, TOA is here for you. You can find them online at TOA.com, and they really are here for you.
I was just going to say.
Yeah.
Strain, sprain, or fracture. I think you've had some of all of that.
Yeah.
First pitch in the Courtney Clark is a strike called from McPeak. You got to see Dr. Brown over there at TOA, I think, recently, didn't you?
Yep, and she was perfect. She was absolutely great. She, not much I can do about my deformed hand.
Yeah.
That's just part of it, but she really got me back in the game, though. Let's put it that way.
Swing and a miss by Courtney Clark.
Got a follow-up soon.
It's nothing like a lady doctor being able to make a grown man cry. Line of the pitch. This one in there for a strikeout of Courtney Clark, and it's the first strikeout for McPeak today. Brings up Mary Beth Canterbury, 0-1 this afternoon, or this morning. Can't get past that afternoon-morning thing.
Well, I guess it'll still be morning when the game's over, too, and it'll feel like afternoon. It's going to mess with me all day long now.
Big cut by Canterbury, and she comes up empty. Board says two away, but it's got to be just one, right?
Believe so, yes.
Wolfram would be next. There we go. Swung on, fouled back just over the fence, and some fans over there dodging the softball.
Tell you what, when you look at the schedule that Riverdale's put together, you know, teams from six different states and all the prestigious tournaments they played in, really impressive strategic scheduling, we'll call it.
Change of pace riser there, sails high. You know, they kind of do like, Riverdale Lady Warrior basketball team. Fastball swung on, foul back down the first baseline. You know, Riverdale Lady Warriors in basketball went to Georgia and, Atlanta a couple of times, and they put together quite a tough schedule, you know, face some of the nation's best teams, and paid off for them. They won a state championship. So
yeah, it's got to speak volumes, you know, some schedule like that.
Shot the opposite way, this time by Canterbury. She's taking some big swings. Fouls this one down the third baseline.
Earned the basketball team a gold ball, I believe.
That's right.
Yes, I think that's a
big payoff for them. And, Jeff Breeden has done that over the years, and they've won eight district championships in a row. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Canterbury just stays alive. Kind of a golf ball or a golf swing at that one. They put on a great tournament here, too. People come from all over the country to this Lady Warrior Southern Classic. 1-2 pitch, that hit her. So Canterbury's going to take first on a hit by pitch.
How many teams total are in this tournament?
I think we mentioned
it, but
I did know that at one time. I know that they're playing like on 10 to 12 fields, not only here in Rutherford County, but Coffee County hosting part of this tournament, Wilson Central hosting part of this tournament, so they're playing all over the place. And got a lot of teams. I think they're using every available softball field here at the high schools.
I'd say about any facilities taken up around the whole county, actually. I mean, you think about everything that's going on sports-wise around here right now.
First pitch to Wolfram is outside. Wolfram got things started in the second with a single. Four hits and three runs in that second inning for the Lady Warriors, and she sends this one deep into center field. Going back is Nisus, going way back, and it's out of here. Brenna Wolfram, a two-run shot right over the center field fence, no doubt about it.
I tell you what, she did it yesterday, got her first home run, and here's number two. She's heating up, and I don't know if we saw her in this four spot last week when we had the ball game. I can't really remember. I was looking for my score sheet, but she's on a hot streak right now with the bat.
A single and now a two-run home run to put a two spot on the board and clear the bags for Brenna Wolfram. Riverdale leading 5-0 now. Five runs, five hits. And that brings up Katie Brown. She had a double in the second.
Okay, B.
And she stands in to face McPeak. Winding the pitch, swung on. Center field, fly ball is going to be snagged out there by Kelly Neesis. Just didn't have the height on that one. But a good stroke there by Katie Brown. So two away now for Brooklyn Pendergrass. Try to keep this thing rolling here. Popped up. Fly ball. Tom Crager ducking. Goes over his head.
Got to protect that camera.
And that noggin, too.
Oh, yeah, that.
Did hear that there are some changes in football and basketball in terms of start times next year. Football will start at 7. Winding the pitch. Chopper to short. Picked up by Parsons. Throw to first. And that's going to end the Riverdale third. I'll continue that thought on the other side. But two runs on two hits. And that two-run homer by Brenna Wolfram, and there was nobody left. We go to the top of the fourth with your score, 5-0, Lady Warriors.
The team of chefs at Paleo's Grill invite you to the new Murfreesboro location on Northwest Broad, just down from Jackson Heights. Stop in and try one of their made-from-scratch entrees featuring steaks, Italian, seafood, and Southern comforts. Some of their freshly prepared grates, Nana's lasagna made from old family recipes, fish and chips, smoked maple glazed pork chop, fried green tomatoes, just to name a few. Come taste the Paleo's difference with casual dining for lunch and dinner daily. Paleo's, always fresh, always delicious.
The Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley and Weekly Lane cares about our youth.
We would be more than happy to talk to them or their parents about all the opportunities youth bowling can afford them.
Kelly Marlin at the Smyrna Bowling Center says they have youth leagues running year-round.
It's a good opportunity for kids that are involved in other sports. We have opportunities for all of those kids to participate.
And the Smyrna Bowling Center is the home of the state high school championships.
We have the TSSAA state tournament here.
Caring for our young people, the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley and Weekly Lane.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Maria Schroeder, Mallory Parsons, and Casey Rowe do up here for Lake Zurich, who are behind the Lady Warriors 5-0. Schroeder, the lone hit in the game back in the first inning, facing Rachel Albritton, who's been throwing a pretty good game here. Struck out four. He's faced one over the minimum this morning. The 0-1 pitch, this one a little high. Riser ball got up above the belt. To continue that thought, football will start at 7, all the district games, all the regular season games too. Foul back this way. And basketball, they will tip off at 6 o'clock. In basketball season. So.
I like both the ideas of that. I really do.
7 o'clock makes sense. In football, it's just gets all the games in and gets all the coverage on TV stations and radio and such. Swung on, fouled back this way. Is it going to be out of play? It is. So we'll be doing a few changes in the off season with our pregame show.
I wonder if our crowd mic's picking up that, I don't know, sound effects that Riverdale's got in the background.
1-2 pitch. Foul back this way again. Some baseball. I think it's going to be a great day for baseball this evening, and Eagleville will treat you right. Just take your wallet to the concession stand, yeah?
That's right.
Be treated to a fine dinner out there, I would imagine. 1-2 pitch, swung on, fly ball, deep center field. Taylor Lee drifting back. She's under it, and she's got it for out number two. Or out number one, rather. Schroeder sent that one for quite the ride.
Batting for the Bears, number 13, Mallory Parsons.
Mallory Parsons, first strikeout victim for Rachel Albritton, stands in. Right-handed batter. Looks like she has some pretty good power. Swing and a miss. That one thrown right about the hands. Looks good, but that riser makes the wicked cut. Fastball thrown that time. Right down Warrior Drive. 0-2 now.
We say it every time. It's almost like she just improves the further along the game progresses. I mean, she just gets better and better.
0-2 pitch. Here it comes. Right at her eye. She swung on it. Comes up empty. Parsons retired in the fifth strikeout for Rachel Albritton. Casey Rowe going to stand in now.
Number 12, Casey Rowe.
And Albritton caught the pop-up last time from Rowe, back in the first inning to end the first. She winds and deals. Big cut and a big whiff by the DP, Casey Rowe. Wide stance, kind of standing in front of the box. The 0-1 to Rowe. She lets this one go, and thought that one looked pretty good too, but called it a ball. Must have been just a little inside. Here's the 1-1. Swung on, fouled back this way. You can see soccer over at the Richard Siegel Soccer Park. You can go to any baseball or softball field here in Rutherford County and see some baseball or softball today. And just about any gym you want to go to in Rutherford County, you can see some great AAU basketball. 1-2 pitch. Outside corner, got her looking. 1-2-3, go the Lady Bears of Lake Zurich here in the top of the fourth. We head to the bottom of the fourth. Your score, Riverdale 5, Lake Zurich nothing.
Tired of paying too much for TV, telephone, and internet in your business? Take it to the source. This is Andy with Intersource. And we are experts in TV, telephone, and internet for business. We represent almost every option there is, so we can bundle a package together that is perfect for your business. For the best in business TV, telephone, and internet, you got to go to the source, Intersource.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment, 815-1800.
Are you struggling with ideas to promote your business? Well, don't stress. The folks at Franklin's Printing know how important it is to reach new customers to grow your business. They can help with that new brochure you need to design. You know more about your business than anyone else, but we know how to make your business look good in print. Everyone at Franklin's Printing will give your project the care and appearance you deserve. Call now for an appointment. We'll make you look great at Franklin's Printing. Call 890-5249 right now.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
WGNS Primetime Sports Coverage is brought to you in part by First Bank, where you matter most. J. Mullins Jewelry, Carpets by Osborne, Jerry Potts Car Care, and the Haynes Brothers Lumber Company.
That is.
Just got that right. Make sure Zach realizes I did get it right this time. It's not Lumber Company.
You took your time with that one.
Yes.
Milan at Laverne this morning. That one going on as well in this tournament. First pitch to Usselton is in there for a strike called from McPeak. Trying to give you the early games. That's only two. Mount Juliet at Oakland. Mercer Academy, Kentucky at Smyrna. Both of those at 11 o'clock this morning, part of this Lady Warrior Southern Classic. First pitch misses outside, or second pitch rather. 1-1 now to Kristen Usselton. Fly ball, left field. Is it going to drop? Nope. Great snag out there by Katie Brown from Lake Zurich. Ranging from left to right. Makes the catch in left center.
All
And that brings up Madison Woodruff. Woodruff, the shortstop, had an RBI single in the second. Rachel Albritton's dad was coming over here and talking to us just a little bit. Said he's been out of town, but listened to the Oakland game, I guess, that we had on the air. You and John did. Here's the 1-0 pitch. This one dribbles in from McPeak. So many teams to cover. It's a very difficult thing. Swung on, fly ball, right field. Drifting under it is Pettinger, and she makes the easy catch. So this a fly to right field. And down to their last out here in the fourth, Taylor Lee. When you add two sports, you know, in basketball you've got girls and boys and they play on the same night, so that makes that easy. Got softball and baseball trying to cover all of these teams. It's pretty difficult.
Yep, don't play on the same field.
No.
Makes it
not
real
the same
tough.
Time, you know, all of that makes it tough to get in as many games as we'd like, but we try to cover as many as we can and do as many as we can for each team. Second pitch sails high from McPeak. The first one was a strike, 1-1 now. McPeak kicks and fires. Lost this one on the outside corner. Our first ever look at Central Magnet today as well in baseball. First varsity year. Be nice to get them in today. Swung on. Chopper dug out by Parsons over at short. Throw to first, not in time. But that could have been two if Parsons hadn't knocked that one down. She made a great snag out there.
Good hustle by Taylor Lee, though. Middle Tennessee State's going to like that hustle next year. She's on her way. A couple other people on their way from Riverdale. Katie Brown going to MTSU, and then, of course, Rachel Albritton on her way to UT Chat.
That's the sixth hit of the game for the Lady Warriors, and we go back to the top of the order, and Kaylee Porter, she's 0 for 2. I'd say Kaylee is due. Wind and the 1-0 pitch lined in the left field and a base hit. That's all I've got to do to say that. I'll have to be here saying she's due all day. Back-to-back hits now. Lee goes to second. And could we have some two-out magic brewing here for the Lady Warriors?
You're in a dangerous part of the lineup. That's for sure. It's the last thing that Lake Zurich needs right now.
They trail Riverdale 5-0. With 2 outs, brings up Courtney Clark with runners at first and second. This one fouled away. You lose some options with 2 outs here in terms of being able to bunt two into scoring position. So, but a well-stroked ball into the outfield could very well score someone here. Courtney Clark, 0-1 pitch, lets this one go. Sails a little low. 1-1 now. McPeak peeks in. Now here's the wind and the deal, and it's high. They do have a place to put her, but would load the bases here in the bottom of the fourth. 2-1 pitch, and this one low and outside. Doesn't really want to give Courtney Clark anything to hit, but then that brings up Canterbury, who's a tough out too. 3-1 now the count. Sun-drenched morning here at Riverdale High School. Going to be a great day all around the county. Swung on right over the shortstop's head. That will score one. The throw to home plate. Not going to be in time. Taylor Lee is going to score from second. Porter goes to second. And Courtney Clark with an RBI single, back-to-back-to-back hits for the Lady Warriors. Now batting. Brings up Canterbury, who we said is in the third hole for a reason. She's 0 for 1. She was hit by a pitch. And she has scored a run back in the third, so she's also due, I would say.
365 average on the year, 13 RBIs for her, so you're right. She's in there for a reason. She's been getting those runners to home plate.
She can get on the Lady Warrior of the day so far. Brenna Wolfram would be next. Swung on, chopper right up the gap. Shortstop backing it up, pitches or throws it over. Does she get down in time?
Come on, Terry.
They're going to say she was out. So Canterbury did not beat out the throw. That's going to go 6-3 on the putout. There was one run on three hits, and there was one. Make that two Lady Warriors left. We go to the top of the fifth. Your score, Riverdale 6, Lake Zurich nothing.
Whether it's the blazing heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter, trust the professionals at Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street to keep your home or business comfortable year-round. They service all major brands and in most cases offer fast same-day service. Also call 890-1311 for their duct cleaning service. Whether your need is residential or commercial, Prentice Alsop offers free estimates on new systems and carries a full line of Heil, Rood, and GMC products. Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
Little Caesar's Hot and Ready Pizza. Walk in, walk out.
Pizza's hot and ready whenever you want it. It's hot and ready. Get it tonight.
Drop by Little Caesar's and pick up a large, freshly made hot and ready pepperoni pizza for only $5. No need to call ahead. It's hot and ready all day, every day.
Hot and ready. Get it tonight.
Three local locations on Memorial in front of Haynes Hardware, on Franklin Road and Rutherford Boulevard by Walmart.
Pizza, pizza.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Don't forget to read local sports coverage from Jeff Jordan every Sunday in the Murfreesboro Post and online at murfreesboropost.com. Scores and standings for middle school and high school sports. All that can be found in the Murfreesboro Post.
Sandstedt, Parsons, and Minnick do up here for the Lake Zurich Bears. Only have one hit in the game so far. Found it tough to find the answer here to Rachel Albritton. 0 for 1 for Sandstedt today. Wind and the 1-0 pitch. This one inside. So Rach behind on the count 2-0. Three runs in the second, two in the third, one in the fourth for the Riverdale Lady Warriors. Pitch in there. Belt high, strike call.
Now, if I'm right, I believe the Lady Warriors were holding a national ranking at some point, going in maybe to the Oakland game a week ago.
I'd say that hasn't changed. Haven't seen it lately. Foul back this way.
They were 25th about... Well, March 26th, they were 25th in the nation. And that was after beating North Davidson out of North Carolina 4-2. Had previously been ranked third in the nation.
Well, since then, they've won six games.
Say they moved up a bit.
Swung on, fly ball, left field. It's going to be the second hit of the day for Lake Zurich. Sandstedt with a nice stroke to left field. Now and they have a little something brewing here. Lead off single here in the fifth. Brings up Carly Parsons.
In the run, number one.
Carly is pretty good shortstop. I think she's made some pretty decent grabs out there.
She made a really impressive throw over in the second inning. She kind of threw it and fell down to the ground, but really had enough power on the throw. First baseman, nice stretch. Good little play.
Not the biggest of shortstops, so she has some things to overcome in that and does it well. Fly ball back this way. I have no idea where it went, but apparently somewhere further behind us. We do have a little bit of protection here.
Yeah, just hopefully a softball doesn't just go straight through.
Well, that's
what,
that's what I was thinking.
She's got an interesting batting stance. The front foot kind of swivels around.
She really rocks on both of them. Swung on, fouled back this way again. This one into the stands or behind the stands. Takes a wide stance, kind of in a V shape, and rocks back and forth on her side of her foot.
Hey.
right-handed batter looking at an 0-2 count. Asks for time and is granted. We've got an extensive schedule next week, and I failed to bring my print out of that. So
I'm with you on Tuesday, I believe.
Yeah, we've got softball. Well, I can find it here in just a second. Winding the pitch, swung on, fly ball, left field, drifting in to make the catch. Can't do it. Brenna Wolfram had to make a diving catch, and it was not made. So, a little something going here for the Lake Zurich Bears. That is the third hit of the game and back-to-back hits for Lake Zurich. Runners at first and second. Brings up Maddie Minnick.
Now batting for the Bears. Sarah Gazdaka.
Nope. They're going to 3-7. And I don't have their – well, I do have their roster, I think. Sarah Gazdaka.
And just check real quick. The runner on second, I'm not sure if we have her.
Swing and a miss by Gazdaka. That's Graff running at first. That's a good catch out there. Graff at first. And Gazdaka stands in. 0-1 count. Second pitch comes up empty. Back-to-back singles with nobody out. All Britton ahead on the count here, 0-2. Pettinger would be next. Wind in the deal, swung on and coming up empty is Gazdaka. She becomes the seventh strikeout victim for Rachel Albritton. I think
now batting for the Bears.
Getting two on has made her a little angry.
I don't think you want an angry Rachel Albritton.
Probably not.
On the mound. No. Because she is, she's been lethal tonight, this morning.
Rather. Bunt is going to be in the perfect spot to advance the runners and load the bases. Just went right between Rachel Albritton and Porter, who were playing up. So the bunt single loads the bases. And one out. Got to go to the well here. Three hits in this inning by the Lady Bears of Lake Zurich. Foul back this way. It's Blackman at Siegel softball on Tuesday. Blackman at Siegel baseball Wednesday. Thursday, the Braves at the Mets in the morning. And then Laverne at Blackman softball Thursday evening. That's our schedule next week. Here on the radio.
Aren't the Braves mixed in somewhere there, I believe?
Thursday morning.
I like it. It's good.
Foul back over out of play. Yeah, the Braves, let's see. I mentioned this the other day. They're at New York. Then they go to Houston. And they're not at home until they play Milwaukee on the 10th. And then they're only there for three. No, then they have the Mets coming into town, too. Before they travel to Arizona and L.A. to play the Dodgers. So, kind of road Braves the month of April.
I think this is a situation that these Riverdale coaches would like to see right now. That Riverdale doesn't get in these, you know, one-out, bases-loaded situations, so it's always good to see how Rachel Albritton reacts. And
1-2 pitch is fouled back this way, and we'll do it all over again. Yeah, you want to see how your defense reacts and how your number one pitcher reacts to it. She wants another softball. Bases loaded. Threats on all three bags with only one away for the Lady Bears of Lake Zurich. However, they trail 6-0. 1-2 pitch from Albritton. Here it is. Outside, fouled back this way. Riverdale won yesterday 17-0 over the defending 5A champion in Arkansas, Win Arkansas. And also Scottsboro, Alabama defeated them 10-3. Riverdale 18-2. They're 2-0 in the district now.
And they're scoring some points, runs rather. 14 against Laverne the other day, 12 the night before.
Well, this one down the third baseline. Got six here in this one. And I tell you what, Wolfram has just been on a tear. Had a two-run home run here in this game. Had a single. She's 2-for-2. Coming into this game, she belted one yesterday, wasn't it?
Yep, against Scottsboro. It was they were actually, I believe, down 3-1. She came in and hit a three-run shot. And
fly ball down the third baseline, and it hooks foul.
She's been getting the Warriors in a groove, we should say, past couple of days.
Katie Brown for Lake Zurich has been battling. She's fouled away a bunch of 1-2 pitches. Left-handed batter. The pitch from Albritton. Here it is. Swung on, fly ball, left field. Drifting over to make the catch is Wolfram. Now they're going to throw home and tag her out. Great relay in from Wolfram to Clark. And a DP to end the threat. Let's see, that would go 7-2 on the double play. And that ends the Lake Zurich fifth. There was no runs, three hits, and three. Count them up. 1-2-3, Lady Bears left. Let's go to the bottom of the fifth. Your score remains 6-0 Riverdale.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. What are some of the advantages that Carpets by Osborne has?
Being a family business and being locally owned and operated, we do free estimates. We have our own subcontractors that work for our business. We will come out, look at your floor covering. Throughout the whole process, you deal with an individual. You're not passed off to different contractors. We handle it from start to finish.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad Street next to Southeastern Tire.
This is Frieda Morgan with First National Bank of Murfreesboro. I'd like to invite you to come and see my co-workers Becky Walker or Jonathan Bolden at First National Mortgage Services if you're thinking about buying a home or refinancing a home. Give Jonathan or Becky a call at 893-2273 or stop by. We're conveniently located at 2230 Mercury Boulevard. First National Mortgage Services, an equal housing lender.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Brenna Wolfram stands in. Katie Brown, Brooklyn Pendergrass do up here in the Riverdale fifth. Lake Zurich stranded three. In the last inning, fly ball by Wolfram, right field. Heading over there is Pettinger, and she makes the grab just before the foul line out there in right field. So Wolfram retired on the fly to right field. She's still 2-for-3 today, a two-run homer and a single. Katie Brown has a 1-for-2 morning going, a double back in the second inning. The second inning was a big one. They put three on the board. And the first pitch to Brown is on the outside corner. Strike called. McPeak, Shannon McPeak, the pitcher for Lake Zurich, which is northwest. Shot to short. Parsons digs it out. Throw to first in time. So Brown retired 6-3. Lake Zurich, north and west of Chicago. It's up there on Lake Michigan, or close to it. And actually, there is a lake named Zurich. So they're right on Lake Zurich.
Okay.
Go figure.
An appropriate school name then.
Fouled away is Pendergrass.
Right near Chicago, right?
Yeah, it's north of Chicago, so they had a pretty decent little drive.
Gotta love Chicago.
The windy city.
Yes.
It's a bit windy here this morning. My papers fly around every now and then. A
couple have flown off my portion of the desk, too.
Fly ball. It's going to dribble into the outfield. And Pendergrass on with a two-out single. Riverdale scored a run with two outs last time because they kind of bunched together back-to-back-to-back singles in the fourth inning to plate one. That brings up Kristen Usselton. She's 0-for-2 today. She's got to get it done with the bat to keep this inning going. It's the ninth hit of the game for the Lady Warriors.
That is an interesting situation for a team like Lake Zurich. You never really factor in how cold it is up there.
Yeah.
The fact that they've got to wait to play their games. I mean, huge game number of game differences here between Riverdale and Lake Zurich.
Ball foul back this way. Yeah, they're 2-3 on the year. Riverdale 18-2. Although we've had some great weather. This tournament has been a little chilly in years past and have had some rain, but this is going to be a great weekend. I don't think they're going to lose a game.
I really don't see it even happening either. It's...
And to play 20 games, this being the 21st game for Riverdale, you've got to have some cooperation with the weather. And, you know, they won that Commando Classic in Hendersonville and played a bunch of games down there. I guess that was last weekend. Or 2 weekends ago.
2 weeks.
Shot to short. Parsons, the throw to first. She dropped it, and she's safe. So Usselton beats it out because Parsons dropped the ball. Pendergrast is at third now. She took an extra base, and that's going to be an error. I have to say an error on the first baseman because she dropped it. So E3. Runners at the corners. And two out.
You mentioned the Commando Classic. You know, a couple players on Riverdale's team named to that all-tournament team. Courtney Clark, Mary Beth Canterbury, Kristen Usselton, and Kaylee Porter.
Fouled away here by Madison Woodruff. Madison would love to do what she did in the second, an RBI single. Behind on the count, 0-2. There were two away. Winding the pitch, swung on, fly ball, center field, drifting back and making the snag is Kelly Neesis. Boy, Woodruff sent that one for quite the ride to deep center field. It's going to be a long, noisy fly out to center field. There were no runs, one hit, and two Lady Warriors left on. We go to the sixth inning. Your score remains Riverdale 6, Lake Zurich nothing.
Winners Trophies can help you with customized awards for any occasion. Owner Kelly Hockenberry continues to provide awards for sports teams, churches, recognition awards, and more. Call Winners Trophies at 904-6002. That's 904-6002 for the best in quality, service, and pricing. You can also email Kelly, winnerstrophy@comcast.net. That's winnerstrophy@comcast.net. Any award for any occasion. Winners Trophies, 904-6002.
We do all of our on-site repairs at all three of our locations versus you mailing your phone off and being without it. This is Melanie Davenport with Sprint by Cellular Concepts. We want to keep you talking and keep you happy. We do on-site phone repairs. We give you loaner phones if necessary to keep you going while we get the phone swapped out or help you with insurance claims. So it's kind of nice to have an on-site repair center. Call us at 893-CELL-2355. Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
WGNS Primetime Sports Coverage is brought to you in part by Steve Martin Construction, Loveless Fine Photography, Little Caesars Pizza Pizza, Craig's Tax Service, and AG's Sporting Goods.
Went to AG's yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah, and Sports Seasons got me a Jeremy Lin shirt, Boston Celtics shirt, and an MTSU shirt.
Well, you could have done without those first two.
Oh, you think so?
First one in there, all Britain. Strike on the outside corner to Kelly Neesis. Neesis, Schroeder, and Parsons here in the sixth inning for Lake Zurich. Trail Riverdale 6-0. Here's the 0-1 pitch. This one, the riser in there, swung on. Well, that's a mean pitch. I watched that one all the way, and it just took a quick upswing right as it went to the plate. looks high level when it comes in there.
Yeah, she's had me shaking my head a couple times. It's pretty impressive what she's doing out there right now.
Head on the count 0-2. And here's the pitch, trying to get the corner to get her to chase. Nisa's having none of that. Four hits in the game for Lake Zurich. They put together three hits in the last inning. Bases loaded, but hit into a double play did Katie Brown. And it's there, Katie Brown. I have to preface that when I say it. Katie Brown for Riverdale playing right field right now. Riverdale will play Burlington Central Illinois here at 3 and Bearden at 7 tonight, and they're playing all over the county. The Warrior Spring Classic. We'll try in the postgame show to give you all of the scores and hope to have Coach Jeff Breeden stop by. Swung on, chopper right in front of the plate, but it dribbles foul. See Milan and Laverne playing right now. Smyrna and Oakland will play at 11. Laverne and Blackman and Smyrna play at 1. Oakland at 3. Riverdale and Laverne at 3. Blackman, Oakland, Riverdale, and Siegel all tonight at 7 on their respective fields. Albritton took something off of that one. She's showed a little disgust in that. I don't know if it got away from her or if she didn't want to throw that pitch or what.
Snap the fingers. Yep. Little disgrunt there.
She had her 0-2, and now it's even at 2 balls, 2 strikes. Kelly Nisus got her to chase that time, and a strikeout for Albritton. Another one. Make it 8 on the early morning.
Maria
Schroeder had the only hit in the game until the 5th. Schroeder is 1-for-2 today. This one in about 4 inches above the belt for a ball. Albritton makes that stroll to the back of the pitcher's circle, then to the pitcher's rubber, and delivers a strike right down the middle. After the game, the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air post-game show. I hope to have the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air post-game coaches corner as well. Jeff Breeden or Dennis Weaver, one of the two. Lined in the pitch, this one inside.
I guess it's our time to interview Dennis, right? Because you all spend so much time on the phone with him after those football games getting interviewed by Dennis, so it's our turn.
That's right. That's right. 2-1 pitch, here it is. This one high. Three balls and a strike, so Albritton behind to the batter, Maria Schroeder. 6-0 Riverdale, top of the 6th inning. Winding the pitch. This one in there, strike called. Count goes full. Rachel had her 0-2, evened up at 2-2, and now here's the payoff. Strike called. Never moved her bat. Schroeder retired. Brings up Mallory Parsons. She struck out both times at the plate.
Number 13, Mallory Parsons.
Just can't get over how beautiful this day is. There's not a cloud in the sky.
Yeah, the thought that we were even going to have some rain to scare us away.
Yep.
It's beautiful outside.
Had a little low cloud cover this morning with some fog. Swung on. Fly ball coming in to make the catch. Actually, catcher Courtney Clark makes the catch. 2-1 assisted on the put out, and down go the Lady Bears, 1-2-3 here in the top of the 6th. Let's head to the bottom of the 6th with the Lady Warriors leading 6-0.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. It may be a cliche, but home is where the heart is, and at Steve Martin Construction, we put our heart into every custom home we've built. It's the small things that make a house a home, and we understand that a little luxury can go a long way. You can see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I look forward to talking to you about building your dream home. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639, and online at stevemartinconstruction.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Mullins with J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts on West Northfield Boulevard. We do estate appraisals. We also do regular insurance replacement appraisals if you just need an idea of what something's worth. Be glad to help you out. Keeping it still in the family, Dad's here doing watch repair. He does anything from the simple battery installation to the more complicated get Granddad's watch overhauled and looking good. I'm right behind Green Bank and right next door to Fuji's Restaurant.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Make sure you tune in next time for the First Bank pregame show. First Bank, where you matter most. And coming up, it's the Prentice Alsup Heating and Air postgame show.
Now batting for your lady.
Riverdale has won the district since 2004, every year.
It's like, seems that they're dominant in the girls' sports here.
They have been the last few years. Oakland had some great years back in the late 90s, early 2000s. Boy, this pitch hitter. Lee took one to the shoulder that time, so leadoff hitter is on with a hit by pitch. That's the second one of the game. Canterbury also nailed.
Now that is for your late warrior, number two, Bailey Porter.
Of course, Riverdale won it all in 2009. Been in the spring fling, I don't know how many years in a row. Pitch in there, strike called it. You get into the state tournament in the spring fling, it's a whole different ball game. They did that coming out of the loser's bracket in 2009. Wide in the pitch, change of pace. Off the left corner of the plate.
Now, I wonder if they bring one home here in 2012. Where will they put that sign at? Underneath or add another one on top?
I'm sure they'll find a place. Riser gets away this time from McPeak. Of course, that was also the same year Riverdale won their second girls' basketball championship. So maybe they just win it when Lady Warrior basketball wins it all. Who knows?
Something else.
They're going to be a contender, that's for sure. You can ask anybody. It's hard to do it all. 2-2 pitch, swung on. Fly ball, Parsons under it, and makes the catch for out number one.
Saw where Middleton from Riverdale is going to make a trip or try to try out at least for the U-17, I guess, USA team.
Yep.
In basketball, which is impressive.
She saw her over at the MTCS game. Her brother played basketball and baseball over at Middle Tennessee Christian School. First hit swinging by Courtney Clark right to the shortstop Parsons. So back-to-back flies to shortstop.
Parsons been pretty busy over there today. She scooped him up and caught some pop-ups.
That's a position in softball that you really got to have a solid player, and Lake Zurich certainly does. 0-2 pitch to Canterbury, who's 0-for-2 today, also hit by a pitch, scored a run. Riverdale's done a lot with two outs here today. Let's see if they can do it. This time, Canterbury looks at the 1-0 pitch. Chopper right up the middle over the pitcher's head, but dug out by Parsons. The throw to first retires the Lady Warriors. There was one hit batter, no runs, and one Lady Warrior left. Let's go to the bottom of the sixth with your score, or top of the seventh, rather. It's 6-0. Riverdale leads here on WGNS prep softball coverage.
All right, listen up. You've had a good practice. You can't let up now.
This is the game that counts. We're coming off a trip to the state finals.
I'm not about to let this streak end here.
And when we win,
we're going to have Sir Pizza waiting for us in the locker room.
Now get up there and finish strong.
Yeah!
Feels that way.
You shouldn't have mentioned Sir Pizza.
Get your game face on and head over to Sir Pizza. With three Murfreesboro locations. On East Main, South Church and Barfield Crescent, and on Memorial between the VA and Sports Com. Go Square Slices!
Get frustrated with dealer car care? The alternative trusted by Rutherford County and since 1996 is Jerry Potts Car Care.
There's pretty much nothing we don't service or work on.
That's Stacy Potts Orpus at Jerry Potts Car Care.
We have an emissions testing here that we do.
And they have tires.
Anything from Michelin, Bridgestone, BF Goodrich, private label brands. Just about anything you want, we can get.
Jerry Potts Car Care, near the County School Board Office.
2420 Southgate Boulevard, 867-6622.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
WGNS Primetime Sports Coverage is brought to you in part by Ideas Tees. Operators of Lightning's Locker Room brings you this half inning. Located at 910 Ridgely Road, just turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's. They can put your logo on just about anything, screen printing and embroidery at Ideas Tees.
Foul back this way, the first pitch to Casey Rowe. Rowe, Sandstedt, and Parsons due up here for Lake Zurich here in the top of the seventh. They need six to keep this thing rolling. Riverdale leading 6-0. Had a big threat in the fifth. Double play by the Riverdale defense got him out of it. Had a bases loaded situation. Strike two called on the outside corner.
Albritton been pretty dominant in the Lady War of the Southern Classic as of right now, but dominant in the Commando Classic too. She finished that tournament 2 weeks ago with an 11-1 record, struck out for 84 strikeouts there, and two no-hitters to that tournament, so pretty impressive.
1-2 now to Rowe. This one, same place as the last one, high and outside. Baseball tonight from Eagleville, or this afternoon, 5:15 airtime, 5:30 first pitch, Central Magnet and Eagleville. Swung on, fouled back this way. Thank goodness for the net.
I've done a pretty good job not flinching today. I keep saying tonight.
Well,
I'm used to it.
Some habits are hard to break.
I know it.
Albritton sets to deliver the 2-2 pitch. Wind, here it is. Strike called in there. That ball looked like it was going to be outside, and this went right across the middle of the plate, and that is the 10th strikeout for Rachel Albritton this morning.
As I make my backwards K, that's courtesy of Mr. Smotherman Nelson.
Backwards K?
Yeah, that's if you're looking, I think you're supposed to make this backwards K or something like that. They strike out looking.
Oh, I got you.
He's
quite the book guy now.
He's been teaching me.
First pitch from Sandstedt. Boy, that's a tough pitch right there. Strike called. Christina Sandstedt. Winding the pitch. This one in there, too. First one was a little outside, but nipped the corner, and this one right down the middle of the fastball. And here's the 0-2 pitch to Sandstedt. Swung on. Fly ball, left field, base hit. So Sandstedt with the fifth hit of the game for the Lady Bears of Lake Zurich.
Now batting for the Bears.
She's got two singles today. Sandstedt, a tough out. Parsons had a single back in the fifth. She's one for two. Parsons, shortstop for Lake Zurich Lady Bears, and a good one. And she swings on it. Woodruff makes the dig. The throw to second in time. The throw to first is going to get away. So Sandstedt is going to be out at second, but Parsons is going to take second on the throw that was away from Porter. Let's go. So Parsons hits into the fielder's choice.
Batting for the Bears, number 7, Maddie Manese.
Maddie Manese, the second baseman, struck out twice, or she struck out once. Gazdecka batted for her last time, and she takes a strike. Riverdale one out away from putting this one in the books.
Now
Albritton winds and deals. Outside corner, just misses. Parsons down at second. She's down there because the throw got away from Porter and she took the extra base. 1-1 pitch to Manisi. Here it is. Swung on, fouled down the third baseline. Little dribbler. Right in front of Coach Breeden and Coach Weaver. Got this place looking outstanding here at Riverdale. Here's the 1-2. Outside corner. This one gets away too. So now count even at 2-2 to Maddie Manisi.
Go down and dirty.
Sign from Courtney Clark to Albritton. Here's the 2-2 pitch. This one inside, strikeout, and that's ball game. 11 strikeouts on the day for the Riverdale Lady Warriors, and they win this one 6-0.